This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
This is Edwin Vieira. The Republic Broadcasting Network can continue to be a major resource in the fight to win the hearts and minds of the American people, but only if it can count on your financial assistance. So I encourage you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network with a generous donation. You can call their office at 800-724-2719 or visit their website at republicbroadcasting.org or send a check to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thanks for your help. The Republic Broadcasting Network will appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it even more.
My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, and I thank you. Thank you, Edward Ear. And folks, we're taking the low-key approach here to the pledge drive. Rather than sitting there listening for 95,000 different reasons why you should be supporting this network, we're letting the people that have been guests on this network say it for us. But the donations have dried up and blown away. And we still have bills to pay. So what's the solution? Get busy. Pick up the phone. Dial us, 800-724-2719. I happen to know the secretary sitting here not doing a damn thing. Give her something to do. 800-724-2719. Or our new webpage is going up tonight. Yeah, it looks kind of like the old one, but it's not like the old one. That'll be going up, but there's a spot there that, Dan, do me a favor. Ask Michael, is the donate thing working on the new page? Ask him. Ask him. Yeah, like now. You just go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, and you can donate by PayPal. Or as Mr. Vieira suggested, yeah, send us a check or money order, FRNs wrapped in foil. We don't care. Or give us a call here at the network. You can send us, got some old coins lying around in a drawer someplace? You can send those in. We will take any legitimate donations at the network. Yeah, okay, it is. All right. So the new website's going up tonight, folks. And I'm being told the see, this will give you a reason to come back tonight. Oh, I want to see what the new website looks like. Okay, good. Hey, while I'm here, I'll hit the PayPal button. All right. We're talking with Peter Neese, and how to get yourself out of a little jam. Well, start asking them questions. Fred in Michigan, you're up next. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John. Hey. Thanks for having Peter on. He's definitely a spirit brother.
I hear you.
I try to be.
Yeah, hey, Peter, do you know the folks at Escape Harassment, Howard Griswold and Dave DeReamer?
I don't know them, no.
Okay, well, that's where I learned about the questionnaire that you were describing. And I had a run-in with the municipal morons running the animal pickup, and they had my prized canine cheetah in custody, and they were going to gas him because he had been there a whole week before I showed up. Anyway, so I brought the questionnaire out. I said, no, you're not going to gas them. You're going to give them over to me now. I'm here to take possession of them. And so what happened was, they delayed it until their, head dude showed up the following day, and he wouldn't meet with me. And he threatened me by saying if I didn't pay up that they were going to gas them. And I said, well, you can go ahead and gas them, but I'm going to have your job and I'm going to take possession of all your worldly possessions, including your wife's jewelry, if that's what you want to happen. And so basically what it comes down to, just like when you were describing the territories, this guy Walter Jones of North Carolina, when he introduced the impeachment proceedings, I read that over. And when he described the United States, he described it as the federal territories.
Right.
Okay, and that was right in his official congressional impeachment document of last year. And I have a copy of that. So, and by the way, be that as it is, since everyone's been placed into an international bankruptcy venue, Admiralty Maritime, under a fraudulent, Executive Order 6102 bankruptcy of April 5, 1933, that's the presumed valid international contract. And as I acknowledge this, everything by which we interface with government is a presumed valid contract. So I've actually, when I got pulled over in the past and I pulled out my so-called driving license, and I told the cop, all right, now make sure you read this here, UCC, without prejudice, UCC 1-308. They want to know what that means, so I explained to them, I'm not going to be bound by, this is the legal remedy in the Uniform Commercial Code. I'm not going to be compelled to perform to any unrevealed, statutory color of law.
Right, right.
Constructive trust, adhesion contract, and if you try to force my compliance, I get to sue you for everything you got.
Right.
And it works every time. It works
Well, North Carolina told their police officers, okay, basically, that they're on their own. They can be sued. The city isn't going to step, behind them. Rod Class has really put the scare into North Carolina.
Fred, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm glad you got your, what did he call that? Cheetah dog back?
Yep.
Ken in Wisconsin. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. This is Ken Stevens. If you'll put me on hold after this call, I'm pledging $1,000 to Republic Broadcasting, and for the next hour until the end of this hour, for every dollar that Republic Broadcasting listeners send in, I will match it dollar for dollar.
Okay.
So, John, let me say this. I was in court not long ago, and I was contesting an IRS case, and I mentioned to the judge the name of Peter Nice, and my case was dismissed. And I asked my lawyer, what happened here? What happened? And the judge said, you know, he said, my lawyer told me, he said, frankly, Peter Nice is a known homosexual, and I think you've been prejudiced. The judge was prejudiced against me because Peter Nice is a faggot.
And that was Russ. And I had asked him, is this Russ? And he denied it. Don't you have anything better to do? Dude, you're a sad case. Sad, sad, sad.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My apologies to my guest today and to the listeners.
John, hey, John, is there everywhere?
Well, but this guy, he's one of these, he's got a mission in life, and he doesn't know who and what he is in relation to everybody else. But he thinks his mission in life is just to bollocks up the works for everybody else. He's a little liar. He has no honor. Before I took that call, he assured me that he was not Russ, that he was Ken, And he had a question of Peter Neese about the IRS. And I said, fine, I'll put you on. And I did, and that's what he does. Do you understand how monumentally stupid you look to the rest of the world when you do stuff like that? It's not funny. It's not cute. I'm not even that angry. I pity you. I feel sorry for you, dude. I really do. And if you're not getting paid by the JDL or the ADL or some government agency for doing this, then you're really double plus stupid.
Now, he's one sick individual.
He certainly is. So, with having said that, let's take Russ in Arizona. Hey, Russ in Arizona, how you doing?
Hey, what are you laughing at us so much? So, hey, maybe I missed it, guys. I love your program. Could you comment on the Act of 1871?
Congress basically created their own inland waterway, District of Columbia. I guess you would call it municipal corporation that was completely separate from the United States of America.
Yeah, well, it turned us from a country to a corporation, right?
Yes, but I mean it was private. It was under private international law. It wasn't under the laws of the United States of America.
Well,
in other words, the one that would be under the laws of the United States of America would be if they had assembled and did their business basically in Philadelphia.
Well, didn't that change the name of the Constitution from the Constitution for the United States to the Constitution of the United States of America? Isn't that what they did?
You can use that, but see, their Constitution they used for the District of Columbia just merely mentions the United States. It does not mention I've got proof of that. I can send you that. If people want to get this stuff, my email is lawman, L-A-W-M-A-N, 07, at live, L-I-V-E, .com, C-O-M.
Yeah, I sent you an email. You never answered me.
Well, just send it now, and I'll answer you.
Well, okay. You have some material you put together, and last time you were on, you offered to, you know, just send an email, and you sent it, so I did, and I never heard from you.
Everybody makes mistakes. I might have been gone. I might have been out on the road with the truck or whatever, but I'm home now for a while, and I'll be more than happy to send it to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you have a book or anything?
No. This stuff, basically, you have to tell people, and you have to show them. I like to show people on 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper the law and everything else so that they can take it down to the law library and they can look it up for themselves. Too often the book gets thrown in the corner and forgotten about.
Well, going back to the Act of 1871, is that still in effect?
Yes, it is.
Well, okay.
It's under it's under Title 28, Section 3002.
Okay, so all of our names are in uppercase letters, and we don't own anything. The state does, or the corporation does.
That is correct, sir. Take a look at your driver's license.
Yeah.
You signed it in your human name. But look at the name that's typed in. It's a corporate name.
So it's like the certificate of our title in our car. It's not title. It's a certificate of title.
Right. Yes, sir. And the state owns your car. You transferred the registration right over to them, and you gave them legal title. They own the car.
So the state where I live, the state of Arizona, owns my vehicles.
That is correct, sir.
They own my house?
Yes, sir. And I can prove that. They also own your kids.
And we're just chattel then.
That's correct, sir. That's why they don't claim we have any rights. Why do you think they're coming down so hard on us on the Second Amendment? If we don't own any property, why would we want to defend it? And I look at them and say, okay, if that's the case, then give me an insurance policy, and I'll give my property away to whoever wants it, and then I'll just go to you and get the money on my insurance policy and buy another one.
Russ, heretofore, they wanted contented little cows. Contented little cows chew their udder, and they produce more milk. The game is up now. They've blown the country wide open with the Fed Reserve. We've all witnessed the greatest hijacking, looting of property ever witnessed by mankind.
Exactly.
So the rest of it is just, it's just play acting. And they're getting tired of playing. So now they're going to start getting a little rude. And it's going to become apparent once this beast takes its mask off. It's going to become apparent even to the brain dead, even to Russ up there in Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me earlier.
No. No. This is just one of these. He doesn't realize what he's doing. I mean, he's either a mental deficient, or he's on drugs, or he works for the other side, and this is just their way of trying to. I'm just hurt to the core, Russ. I don't know if I can continue with the broadcast. Peter, you might have to take over. I mean, the guy up in Wisconsin just destroyed my id.
Yeah, well, listen, hang in there, John. We need you now more than ever.
All right.
But one more question. I don't know if you covered this either. I hate to change the venue, but did you read Vladimir Putin's op-ed article in the New York Times? And if you did, what'd you think of it quickly?
I didn't read it.
I didn't read it either.
Yeah.
Oh God, you guys should read it.
Well, since we're busy electing people that aren't Americans. I wish Poodie-Poo would run for president of the United States.
Well, yeah, I'd give him my vote.
Yeah,
me
so
too.
I mean, former communist. I mean, we would find out if he was former or not real fast.
Oh, he couldn't be any worse than the guy we got.
Wait. One at a time. What?
He couldn't be any worse than the guy we got.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, please. Yeah, because for years and years and years, supposedly it was the melding of Soviet Union with the United States.
Yeah,
and I've said this before. I am not thoroughly convinced that this whole glasnost thing, the wall came down, or the Iron Curtain fell, or rusted and fell apart. I still don't trust them. Okay, here is a country that outright killed 60 million of its own people.
Yeah, but Putin didn't do it.
No, but that doesn't. Hey, we're talking history here.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right.
You know, we've killed a few million ourselves.
Yeah, but just we didn't kill our own. We're too busy going and lobbing everybody else's heads off.
John, just hang on, buddy.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but see, but you know, this is when it becomes worth it to be alive, because they're going to have to start making the moves against the American people. They're going to have to be the aggressor.
And they're doing it.
Well. But here again, around the periphery, little nibbles. It's like a school of little hungry fish, little nibbles. They're just a little pain. Now we're seeing the big shark coming through the water with its teeth.
You bet.
And at that point in time, hey, all bets are off. The restoration process will have begun, and we don't have to make any more apologies.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
All right. I got a minute and a half here. Let me start with Malcolm in Chicago, Chi-Town. Hello, Malcolm.
Hey, how you doing, John? I ain't heard from you in a long time.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I sort of have a problem. I wanted to ask Peter Neese if he probably could steer me in the right direction with this. I'm struggling financially. But you guys, I will try to give you something to donate to your radio.
Well, Malcolm, hang on.
Why don't you email me?
Hold on. Everybody quit talking for a second. I got to get in. We got to take the break. I hear the bumper. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're back. Malcolm in Chi-Town. Go ahead. You had a problem with the IRS?
No, not the IRS. Here's the thing. There's a lawsuit that I'm considering. The problem is this. There's a probate judge that's being investigated, motivated by a complaint that I written against this judge for misconduct, and they voted to investigate this case.
Okay.
Because of this probate judge... My sibling had been able to violate my rights as an heir to my father's property.
Okay.
And basically robbed me of some of my benefits because of this judge ignoring some law.
Okay.
That my sister violated. My sister improperly filed a will in the state of Illinois, and this was pointed out by me and my lawyer, and this judge overlooked it and allowed it. Then my sister had wrote a letter that I got a hold to stating that if she get any control, she wouldn't want me to have anything. Now, I petitioned the judge to have her removed as executor or disqualify her.
Mm-hmm.
The judge ignored that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was other problems with the home being neglected and mismanaged. The judge ignored the evidence on that.
Okay, and she was supposed to be in charge of all properties, real estate, so on and so forth, right?
Claiming she was, but...
Okay, all right, all right.
There's other things
okay,
going
Malcolm,
on with
okay,
that,
hold, hold
yeah.
on, hold on a second. Okay, Peter, best advice
yeah,
for
all
the gentleman?
He has to do is all he has to do is take it up on appeal right away.
Malcolm?
Take it up. Yeah, take it up on appeal.
Yes, sir, right away.
Yeah. Right, that, yeah, that's what, yeah. That's yeah. What, since I wanted to try to sue... I know I got to go after my sister.
No. Don't wait. Sue after you take it. When you win in appeal, then sue, and your case is airtight.
Yeah, and then there is no case. It's just
That's
a matter.
Right.
It's just a matter of when they got to
judgment.
Yeah, they got to ante up or abide by the judgment.
That's right.
All right.
Right. So even whatever happens in this investigating to this judge, whether she's made to disqualify as a judge. Basically, you're just saying just go ahead and appeal it.
Just go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can always withdraw an appeal if you want to.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound like he wants to.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem is it's been like a couple of months, and I think they only give you 30 days or 60 days to appeal.
As long?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't screw that up. Get the appeal in right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, they can take their sweet old time. Here's the funny thing about Jurisprudence USA. They can take their sweet old time. They can ignore stuff. You have to go in and literally nail them to the barn. draw and quarter them, whatever. But as far as them dealing with you, no big deal. See, you're not important. They're the ones that are important. But please, Malcolm, file that appeal. Get your attorney working on it tomorrow morning.
In fact, if you want to do it quicker than an appeal, file a writ. I've done that in the past. File a writ, and you'll have it heard within 30 days.
Okay, Malcolm, did you get that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Okay, Malcolm.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's a loud bird he's got there. Art in Maryland. Hello, Art.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Am I coming across okay, or is it all noisy?
You never come across correctly.
It's good.
What's on your mind, Art?
Well, I had Peter's number, but I guess it was his home number, and he's out on the road now, but I guess he's
home.
No.
I'm home now. I'm not on the road anymore.
Oh, you got out of that altogether?
I quit after 4 months because I was only home 4 days out of the month, and the grass died, the bushes died, everything died, and I told him, hey, I need more time at home. Yeah, they wouldn't give it to me, so I said, take it and shove it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not much of a career change.
I guess not, no.
Okay.
Hey, Peter, welcome to trucking. Yes, I've been doing it for 25 years.
Well, the only way I'm going to do it right now is if I've got my license and I'm in good health and everything. I'll just do it locally. If I can't get a job doing it locally, then I'll just go do something else.
There you go. Art, what's on your mind? I got other calls.
I thought Peter was still out on the road, and I thought we had plenty of free time, and I'm always ahead of it, call him and talk to him, but I didn't have his cell number, so.
No, you can have my, you've got my home number, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just call me at home. I'm here all the time.
All right, I'll call you later then.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, John.
Anytime, Art. I'm sorry, what did you say you wanted for breakfast tomorrow morning? Daniel in Louisiana. Hello, Daniel. Daniel.
Hey, Earth what's up,
Daniel?
John?
There you are. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. well, you know what? I'm a broke loser, but I know how to spit game about money. So I'm trying to spit some game about money right now, John.
Okay. And what does that mean?
That means that I'm drawing up a big picture play that if we find enough investors to go in behind this project, sliding into the winter season, we can make us a lot of money.
All right. Email me, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
All right. Got it.
This is not for airtime discussion.
Yes,
Jerry in New Jersey. Hello, Jerry, and please answer the question.
Yeah, John.
Why does the Statue of Liberty have its back turned toward New Jersey.
The Statue of Liberty was made by the French. Right?
Uh-huh.
I heard it was a drag queen also.
You know, something? I was on a cigarette boat in front of that damn thing with a bunch of people, and I'm sitting there at water level looking up at it, and I had no idea that damn thing was that ugly. It's really mannish.
Well, yeah, women during the 20s probably looked a little ugly, just the way they looked back then, because of black and white video. But
yeah,
at any rate, let's get back to...
Okay, sorry.
But anyway, hey, Peter, question for you, man. Why is there so many different levels of judges? I don't understand.
Well, you've got all the courts have been taken over by the District of Columbia, so we're actually foreign occupied. Because when you go into their courts, you'll notice the flag, and on the flag, on the three sides of it, it'll have the gold fringe. That means that it captured the United States of America.
Well, it always confused me, even since I was a kid growing up. I'm like, why is there such a thing as a municipal judge, a county judge, a state judge, all these different judges, and it's like they're all, like, they know each other, and they all have their backroom parties and stuff like that, but they also, you know, it seems like only certain lawyers get promoted to be a judge, so it's almost like a sleaze fest. What do you say?
Oh, it's a fraternity, sir.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how else to tell it to you, but see, there's a perfect example of it used to be, if you read the Seventh Amendment, which nobody wants to read anymore in their Constitution, whether it be state or federal, you do have a common law jury.
Wow.
We got to bring it back, brother. We got to bring it back. And the only way we're going to bring it back is get out of this martial law rule that we're under right now.
Just a quick question for something else for people to think about. And I thank you, too, and I'll stay in touch, right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, bro. All right.
Seventh, huh?
Yeah, look at the Seventh Amendment, because the Seventh Amendment, it says it overrules the United States, which is the territory.
Well, okay, then what's our problem? Can we get on with life again?
Yeah, but we're going to run in basically to problems. We're going to go head-to-head, fist-to-fist, knife-to-knife, and gun-to-gun, because they've swallowed up too much power. They're not going to let it happen. We had a movement out here in California, and the feds came in and swooped in on them and dissolved the whole thing. Basically, it was the Committee of the States, and the Committee of the States started indicting people, which they have a full right to do, and the feds came in and swallowed them up. You don't think the U.S. is in power for nothing, John?
Well, I just thought the illusion might be continued for a week or two longer. It's not asking much.
No. I mean, this is why it's so hard. I mean, this is why it's got to be a grassroots level. An attorney will not stand up for your constitutional rights, people. Get on the phone and call them up right now and say, hey, I want you to stand up for my Fourth Amendment rights. They'll tell you, I'm sorry, my license doesn't allow me to.
In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, and this was written before there were cars, and
right,
men didn't have any trouble figuring out they were men, and women knew their place. Oh, here come the phone calls. I can just see it coming. Hang on, folks. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Ron sent this in to me. The flag in the Capitol where both houses meet and the president gives his State of the Corporation speech has a regular U.S. flag hanging without the gold trim. And this is the question to you. Is this because all members of the Congress, etc., lose their U.S. citizenship, debtor status, and become the people? They become the sovereign citizens of the republic? So these sovereign citizens create public policy for the second-class U.S. citizens?
Yeah, they wear both hats. Congress, and it was designed that way by basically our forefathers. And I guess you might say it was a fault in the design. The Congress wears both hats. They can make laws for the United States of America, or they can make laws for the territorial United States.
And he finishes off by saying, wondering why that flag has no fringe and it's hung in a different way. It is hung, not horizontally. It is hung vertically.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. That's the flag of the United States of America. But you got to be careful, and you would have to ask the question, now does that represent the United States of America Incorporated?
Also,
the other one, that they've stolen the name too, John. I mean, they've gone, these people aren't stupid, John.
Well, this should be just blatantly clear and over and done with. We just draw up the paperwork. It's presented. It's given to all 535 Congress critters. It's given to the president. It's given to the vice president. Get your stuff and get the hell out of Dodge.
That's
it should
right,
be that easy.
I understand that, John, but it's got too entrenched, and it's of the New World Order now. It's not of the United States anymore, or the United States of America.
Yeah,
we're
but
talking about power now that's worldwide.
But. Okay, I got to throw a butt in here.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, and now they have plausible deniability. Because the people caught on, they found out the game, they want their country back, we can no longer serve you, globalist, so we're packing up our stuff, we're cleaning out our desk drawers in Washington, D.C., and we're going home. End of story. They don't have anything that they have to protect, they can go home. We can have our country back. Oh, by the way, they get to take the debt with them as well.
Basically should just roll up their representatives to the federal government.
Terrence in Tennessee. Hello, Terrence in Tennessee. I like saying that.
No, well, thank you. And good evening. And Peter's, I hope he'll give out his contact information again. He evidenced with facts and evidence in California how the federal officers will come in and shoot the people. Stop them, or shoot them, whatever it takes for them to stop them. So do these agents know that they're pirates? And
do the criminals know they're criminals, Peter?
No, most of them don't. Most of them think, just like as you watch all the people during 4th of July, sit there and put their hand over a heart and pledge of allegiance. Remember, they're pledging allegiance to the United States of America. Well, the United States of America is not in charge. The United States is of the District of Columbia.
Okay, so the agents don't know it, but you could pay a man to kill his neighbor if the money's right.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah, especially the psychological type that they pick for this. Oh, yeah, yes.
So can a knowledgeable person, say, run for office and get in the state legislature or the federal legislature, can they bring out, I mean, all these judges and attorneys know that it's a lie. There's got to be some way for someone to bring out the truth and explain to the people, vote for me because, one, you're not a citizen. Two, there is no United States. Three, there is no United States.
You do not want to be elected in that system. That's why I say you've got to get a sheriff. You got to get a sheriff to take an oath of the United States of America, then form a posse, then form a county. And then go ahead and elect your people under common law. It's already been tried.
Well,
we've
done that many, many times. The problem is that the little scoundrels won't vacate their de facto seats. They're still warming them in their positions in the fake government.
Right.
That doesn't serve the people.
They'll bring in the feds and bring you down like you said they did in California. That's why I asked, couldn't you get elected to Congress and sort of commit congressional suicide by, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Ron Paul tried that for what, 22 years?
Yeah, they've got it locked down so tight that the only way that you can do this is you've got to start at the small level,
yeah,
the small town level,
yeah,
and you've got to make it grow.
And people like Jim Traficant. Jim Traficant,
yeah,
knew the score. Jim Traficant went after the IRS to try to help people out, and he did. And look what happened to him. They trumped up some charges, threw him in jail, and then tried to make a deal with him, going, if you'll play ball here now, we'll let you out of jail. He goes, no, the hell with you people. I'm staying my full term. That was gutsy. I don't know if I'd want to give that many years to the government. I know they need help, but I don't know what help Jim Traficant was to them, being an inmate in a federal prison. Terrence, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
You're past all that.
I'm sorry?
He's still just a pup, you know?
What?
Whoop.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to my wife there.
I'm sorry.
How are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm not sure. Is your wife okay?
Oh, yeah.
And what puppy are we talking here?
we're talking about Sauron, my 90-pound, 8-month-old German Shepherd.
Great.
Wow. He's still just a pup.
Yeah, well, feed him and keep him fed well.
Yeah, 90 pounds.
Human
really
limbs
well.
Look too much like dog bones. Careful.
Well, that's the idea, especially ones wearing body armor. That's why I got him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, hey, guys, I wanted to go, John, you're down here in Texas with me. Did you know that it is a misdemeanor to kidnap, torture, and kill a human being in Texas?
It's a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor. And they're proud of it, our state government is, because they made it a misdemeanor whenever they were doing something against the National Defense Authorization Act. They're so proud of themselves that they put something in it, makes it a misdemeanor.
Wait a minute. Chuck, I must be a little thick today. You gotta break this one down for me.
Okay, the National Defense Authorization Act. You're familiar with it.
Yes.
Okay. You know, that gives the federal government the right to disappear you.
Yeah.
No two ways about it.
Yeah.
Hold you without charge, transport you to another country, torture you, kill you, whatever.
Right, right.
And claim national security.
Right.
So the cop who picked you up is not going to, say he picked you up. You're just going to disappear.
Okay.
Okay. They moved, just this last month on the 1st, went into effect a law in Texas making it a misdemeanor for the feds to do that to someone in Texas, and they're proud of it.
Okay, and I shouldn't be proud of it?
Not us, they are.
Okay.
I just took over Panda Texas, which is People Against the NDAA in Texas. I took over the Texas leadership. And I'm a little irritated that that's the best we could get out of them.
Well,
that's to be expected, and I'm sorry to tell you this. I've tried for over 25 years to get people excited about what's going on about the country. And I think I've only maybe convinced 50 people out of the thousands that I've talked to.
Boy, that's pretty poor.
No, it's not, John. Look how many people you've talked to. They listen to you, they go, yeah, 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 and they don't do a damn thing.
Well, that's why people, if we don't get the people involved, that's why everybody needs to be going to these no-war rallies that are all over the country still. Every Saturday, people are having no-war rallies. There's one in Fort Worth. I guarantee you there's one in Austin. You go to those, and you talk to people about everything. But I don't believe in rallies where you have a bunch of people out there waving flags and being stupid for 10 minutes, go back to Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
We do ours in the evening where we're shaking hands with people, talking to them.
See, there's only one trouble with that. Look what they did when the people, over 90% of the people, said do not make loans to the bank. And what happened?
Oh, I don't think that's why I don't talk to politicians. I don't bother voting.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. We're living under martial law rules, sir. We're at war. What do I have to do to get this through to people's minds?
Wait a minute, you're talking to Smithfix here. You don't think I know we're at war? Why do you think I'm in the streets trying to get allies?
But nobody seems to care.
Well, there's some of them are. When we shake their hands and we show them the National Defense Authorization Act,
Chuck,
that gets their attention.
Chuck, you care. I care. We're in the business of communications. We're communicating this stuff to people. I think that qualifies us as we care.
Yeah. We damn sure do, and we can wake people up, especially if we get out there, shake their hands, and hand them a card.
Right
to RBN on,
while guys. You're there. Keep doing it. I've been doing it for 25 years.
All right. Hey, we've got to cut this thing short. We're out of time. Peter Neese, thank you. Thank you all for being here. With